I usually spend the Friday before Labor Day predicting what's going to happen in Big Ten football. But this year, so much has already happened off the field that it threatens to eclipse whatever might happen on it. Let's start with Michigan State. By now, you've already heard plenty about former sports doctor Larry Nassar, who was convicted of sexually assaulting female athletes during their treatments. Since Nassar was sentenced, his boss, Dr. William Strample, has also been charged with criminal sexual misconduct, and former gymnastics coach Kathy Klages just turned herself in this week for lying to police twice during the investigation. To call this a mess is to understate the case considerably. None of this directly affects football coach Mark D'Antonio, but the atmosphere surrounding him already has. After athletic director Mark Hollis stepped down, interim president John Engler named Bill Beekman the interim AD, with the promise that Beekman would never be a candidate to become the full-time athletic director. Then Engler named Beekman the full-time athletic director. And that is not even close to the strangest thing Engler has done in his brief tenure. The Nassar scandal brought more scrutiny to all Michigan State teams, including some football players accused of sexual misconduct. I have long predicted D'Antonio will weather this storm, but thanks to others, his margin of error is now shrunk considerably. Then there's Ohio State, which was forced to address reports that a former athletic department doctor had sexually abused hundreds of wrestlers. The ripples have already reached the U.S. Congress, where former Ohio State assistant wrestling coach Jim Jordan now seeks to become the Speaker of the House. He has repeatedly claimed he never knew anything about his athletes being abused by the team doctor. Now, I don't know Jim Jordan or any Ohio State wrestlers, and I don't get into politics in this space. But allow me to say this. Bull. I have played, coached, and reported on enough teams to know there are very few secrets on any high school or college squad. Stay tuned. While the Buckeyes were already dealing with that tragedy, football coach Urban Meyer decided to make a bad situation worse when he declared he knew nothing about assistant coach Zach Smith's alleged domestic violence incidents. Meyer's story quickly fell apart, resulting in an investigation, a 3-game suspension for Meyer, and an apology that was so bad, 2 days later he had to issue an apology for his apology, the second time he included the actual victim. Easy bet, this saga will be running long after Meyer returns. And this brings us to Maryland, where a 19-year-old player named Jordan McNair died during a team workout. McNair did not seem to suffer from a congenital heart defect, just an overbearing strength coach, Rick Court, who did not seem to know when enough was enough or he didn't care. Court was fired, and I suspect his boss, head coach DJ Durkin, will not be too far behind. Maryland suspended Durkin 3 weeks ago, and with their season opener tomorrow, he's still suspended. It's not clear what the holdup is, but I'm guessing his lawyers haggling over the terms of Durkin's dismissal. For all the variables here, there's been one constant. Coaches telling you one day their teams are so close they're like family, and the next day that they don't know anything about any of them. The Big Ten prides itself on being the cleanest major conference, with good reason. None of the scandals above provide a competitive advantage. They're all far more serious than that. But collectively, they make the league look out of control, and that affects everybody connected to it. Oh yeah, football. I think the winner of the Michigan-Michigan State game will take the Big Ten title. There you go.